Isan Duramaji was a remarkable man who made fundamental contributions to child health and to education. A pediatrician, he transformed medical education and then higher education in Turkey. For these reasons, it makes it a particular pleasure for me to accept this award. Much of my research had been on inequalities in health in middle and older ages, but when I came to chair the WHO Commission on Social Determinants of Health, I became utterly convinced by the evidence on the importance of good early child development to adult health inequalities. Arguably, the single biggest reason for the decline in infant and child mortality globally has been education of women. Empower women through education, and there will be improvements in women's health, the health of their children, women's control of their reproduction and sexuality. This reduction in child mortality is greatly to be welcomed, but for every child that dies, there are perhaps 25 who have less than flourishing early child development, by which I mean psychological, social and emotional, and behavioral development. We see a life cycle acting through the family. A flourishing child is more likely to become an educated adult. An educated adult is more likely to provide the conditions for children to flourish. Health at every stage of the life course will be improved and health equity enhanced. But all of this is strongly influenced by socioeconomic circumstances. There is a social gradient in early child development, as there is in adult health. The better the socioeconomic position, the better the early child development, and the better the health at every stage of the life course. Improving family health requires action on the social determinants of health to create the conditions for families to lead flourishing lives and enjoy the good health that should be everyone's human right. If in awarding and my accepting this prize, that helps to further the cause of health equity, of social justice and health, then I'm doubly delighted. Thank you.